sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, hi, welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, aka Cookie, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing, Sarah?
Doing well, how about yourself?
Doing good. We record and live stream at twitch.tv/checkpointxp every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come and join us as this is an interactive show. We have our regulars in the chat. We got Carletta. We have Key in the chat as well, DePelican and Lloyd. Thank you so much for joining us. Not Your Player 2 can be found on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. We love to read reviews on the show, good or bad. We had one review last time, right? And
yes,
it looks like we got a second review.
Woo! Number two!
Yay! Thank you so much. So this second review is from number one Pack fan. So I think you're like a Packers fan?
Yeah. I'm assuming. Otherwise, he or she really likes to pack. I have a lot of questions if that's the case.
Okay, Sarah.
We support you.
Who loves to pack, really?
I don't know. That's why he's the number one fan.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, he gave us a 5-star review. Woohoo! Thank you so much. Yay. He says, great podcast. So far, I'm loving the podcast. I'm a guy, and most of the podcasts I listen to have male hosts, so it's nice to hear things from these ladies' perspectives on gaming and other topics. They've made me a fan. I look forward to many more episodes, he says. So,
yay!
Thank you so much, number one Pack fan. I'm glad that we have male listeners for a...
Yes. I think what's great is that, I mean... I like to assume that if you're listening on through, you know, Checkpoint XP, that you are open to these kinds of things. But it's really nice to see and hear that we are open for anybody. And that's great.
Thank you so much again, number one Pack fan. Be like number one Pack fan and Omega Walta.
Yes.
Send us a review and we'll definitely read it on the show. Even if it's a bad review, we'll read it.
You may hear me cry. I'll probably just sniffle in the background, but we'll get through it.
All right, so let's start off as usual with the gaming news. The National Museum of Play will be celebrating their Video Game Hall of Fame this weekend. Let's see, the class of 2019 games will be, drumroll, Mortal Kombat.
Okay, makes sense.
Super Mario Kart.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Colossal Cave Adventure. I don't know what that was.
Okay, good, because I was about to feel real stupid.
Yeah,
I
never played that one, so I don't know that one. And Microsoft Windows Solitaire.
Okay, that's fair. Although, you got to include the, oh my gosh, what was it called? The Space Arcade? Like, did anyone play this, or was it just me?
Was it also on Microsoft Windows as well?
I think so. It was that Space Arcade, oh, what are those games called? Pinball Machine.
Oh, the pinball game.
Yeah! Pinball Machine.
Anyway, I think Class of 2019 is great. Mortal Kombat, of course, especially with Mortal Kombat 11 coming out last week. And then Super Mario Kart is a classic. Windows Solitaire, great. Great job. Who hasn't played that?
It's true. Do you know how many years they've done this inductee?
Oh, I don't know.
Because those are just very, very old games. So I'm just wondering if this is like a new thing because they got a backlog to go through.
Probably they do have a backlog. The other finalist that didn't make it to this year was Candy Crush, Centipede, Dance Dance Revolution, Half-Life, Myst, NBA 2K, and Super Smash Bros. Melee and Civilization. So.
Oh. They will probably up for next time if they're going in case of, you know, how old these games are.
I know.
They got a lot to go through, but it's exciting.
I know. Sucks for you, Half-Life fans. Just kidding. You're never going to get Half-Life 3. I know. We both thought the same thing.
Same thought. All right.
Gearbox revealed the gameplay for the highly anticipated Borderlands 3, because I know I'm highly anticipating for it too. Randy Pitcher says there will also be no microtransactions or free-to-play junk on it. I'm not sure, because there are some video game companies, well, not video game companies, video game journalists other than us, was looking into it and saying that some of the loot chest and stuff had like boosts and you have to pay for those later on. So they need to review that.
Yeah, be honest, please. I mean, if it was going to be microtransactions, like, just let, I feel like that's just become now a bad word, right? Like, right. Loot boxes or any of that kind of stuff, which is so funny because we know they work. We know that they're always there. I mean, it's still kind of a normal thing in gameplay right now, this day and age. So it's just so funny that, like, it's become this word that we can't say, even though everyone knows that they always have them.
Forbidden word.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I hope they keep, I know they're keeping their golden keys because they would like post code words for golden keys that open up loot, right? And right. They would just like post it on Facebook, on Twitter, streams, which I think is cool. It's like you have to go and grab him. So mm-hmm. That's not really like buying something.
Yeah, it's almost like a AR kind of thing, actually.
Yeah, so they're keeping that, but I just really hope that they don't have that pay to get some boost or whatever, boost mods.
Yeah, we'll see.
Otherwise, Borderlands 3, I'm excited. They did some amazing gameplay. They showed kind of like a level syncing technique on the game. So like when you're playing the game, like, okay, so back in Borderlands and Borderlands 2, you can level up and then you can play your friends, you know, like say they're in a lower level story, but everything would be super easy, so you're just like shooting them dead easily. In Borderlands 3, they're gonna sync it to where on your screen it shows it's on your level versus their screen it's still their level at level 5 versus a level 20.
So they're not going to do like the, I don't know if Star Wars Old Republic was the first place to do that as an MMO, where basically they would just make the higher level player down to the other player's level to balance it out. But it's really interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
I hope that's going to be okay for the servers, but I don't know anything whether that would affect it. So I'm all for it as long as it works.
I'm so for it. Oh, by the way, if you are going to be not doing anything Saturday, May 18th, myself, Sarah, we're going to have Avi from She Heals I Tank. She was a guest here on the show a couple weeks ago, as well as Hyper Pixie Gaming. We're going to be playing Borderlands 2. So look out for that. We're going to start, I think, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Yes.
Some of us will be playing. Someone like myself will be trying.
Right. So Borderlands 2. Saturday, May 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. So look out for that. Robin Williams is known to be a gamer. So, you know, the famous actor who tragically passed away. Also, the genie in Aladdin. So I think we all know him as that.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's a gamer. He has a daughter named Zelda, obviously based off of The Legend of Zelda. They were also both in a Nintendo commercial for Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 3DS. So his daughter is set to make debut as a director for a movie called AMA. So AMA stands for Ask Me Anything. And the script is about dark celebrity secrets and the dangers of digital age together in a cat and mouse thriller. So
very, very different from how Robin Williams usually would do films. I see that his daughter has taken a very different direction. But I'm excited to see that she's kind of coming into this world. She's had little spots here and there in other kind of shows. She actually had a cameo in Thor Ragnarok, which I forgot about.
Wait, she was? Who was she in Thor Ragnarok?
I actually don't remember where she was in it, but she was a cameo in there. And some CSI shows and stuff like that. So,
well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so this is just really exciting to kind of see Zelda kind of take things on her own. But yes, it's hard to not want to follow someone named Zelda, as in
exactly.
Thanks, Robin Williams. Obviously, we know where that love came from. But yeah, and for those of you who probably already know this, AMA is reference to Reddit the Reddit page where people make things called AMAs, where they're something special about them. Maybe they're someone who's in, had this experience, or someone who's, a lot of people do it, like famous people from, or just even,
anyone. Yeah.
Anyone, really. Directors on a project, you know, the creators of Frozen did an AMA. Dude, the guy who directed The Room did an AMA. It was amazing. So that's where it comes from. I'm curious to see. I'm probably not sure if I want to see it, because it's probably going to be way too real. Because those things are always a little scary in the internet age, but I'm excited for her.
Yeah, exactly what you said. I'm very interested in what she's going to do, because it's a little bit different direction than what Robin is.
Yeah.
Also, I wonder if it might kind of mirror his world, too.
That's what I had wondered when I first read the article. When I first read the headline, I misunderstood and thought Zelda was directing a biopic of like dark celebrity secrets in the dangers of digital age. And I went, that is dark. but no, it's fictional, kind of. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was where some of her inspiration came from, I'm sure.
True. The Pelican in the chat says, we need an AMA for Sarah soon.
Really? What kind of questions would you... I mean, you can ask me questions now. I'll probably answer almost anything.
And then hashtag hi, Mark. So.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, hi, Mark. The Room. Anyway.
Girl Gamer Esports Festival announced their 2019 events. They'll be holding their events worldwide. So they're going to start off this summer on June 9th and 10th in Sydney, Australia. On September 8th, it's going to be in Seoul, South Korea. September 28th and 29th is going to be in Madrid, Spain, and then finishing off October 5th and 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So the games include League of Legends, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, so CSGO, Overwatch, and Super Smash Brothers. So the games vary by event, so check out their website at www.girlgamer.gg. So there's that thing again. Why isn't it here in the U.S.?
I was about to wonder that myself. Is this related to the Sri Lanka
No.
This is unrelated. Okay.
This is a different esports festival. They just barely started 2017, where it started out in Machu, China. Then last year was in Portugal. So this year they made it even bigger, having it at several places this year.
It's on four different continents.
Exactly.
That's crazy. seriously. Literally, the only continents that are missing are Antarctica and North America.
Antarctica. Do you have gamers in Antarctica?
You imagine if they have it in Antarctica and still not in the United States? This is exciting. But again, I am a little disappointed they're just not at least hosting anything like this and United States. I know we had a long discussion about, you know, our concerns about doing it. I admittedly find a difference between an international event like this as opposed to United States having an American girls only team. I don't know if that makes any sense. So that's the only thing that's kind of sad, is that's where I kind of draw the line, is this is kind of an international recognition of it. And it's a festival. It's a little different from specific teams or even just one specific match. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is. Wow, Brazil's on there.
I know. It's a little disappointing. Come on, I want one here so I can go check it out. We can, me and you can go over there and check it out and report on it.
Then again, we now have an excuse to go to Spain, so maybe that's what we got to pitch.
Ooh, got to get that passport.
It's coming up. It's summer. I agree. I think it is really, it's really sad that in an international scale with something like this, that's become pretty big in such a short amount of time, that we have no stake in this at all.
Yeah. So US, please pick up your game.
Seriously.
This past week, we knew that Sonic the Hedgehog live action movie was coming, but boy, oh boy, that trailer this week. So we have Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik. And then the voice of Sonic is Ben Schwartz. I think that was his name. He's have you watched Parks and Rec?
Parts of it. I know the characters.
Okay, so it's that weird, eccentric millennial guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the voice of Sonic.
Interesting.
And then that other guy, God, what's that actor's name? I should pull it up, but he was also did the rabbit movie as well. Have you seen those memes where he's like in the car with the CGI rabbit and then the other meme with him and Sonic?
Oh, I actually haven't seen that particular meme, but that's really funny. Yeah, this trailer was a trap. what do you call this? Like, it's just a accident. It's just horrible. I don't even know the word I'm thinking of. It was a train wreck. That was the word I was trying to think of. This was a train wreck. Was kind of sad, like understandable. I don't know what else they were planning to do, but they have announced, the director announced that they are going to do redesigns on Sonic.
Yes.
So
I think that was the only thing that bugged everyone about this movie was just the face was so soft and not.
The whole body was just, it was, so someone did an excellent, like, kind of redesign, and it perfectly showed my problem with it. The Uncanny Valley was huge. They tried to make him too human. There was this great tweet I saw the other day where someone said, it looks like one of those little kid in a Halloween costume with Sonic. The shape and the look and everything, it just doesn't look right. They try to make it too human. It's like, no, I know he fell in love with a human princess, but no.
Oh, God.
You don't need this.
The Real Hot Chili Pepper on our Twitch chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says, get rid of his human teeth.
Yes. Oh, God, get rid of those things. I am one of those people that, like, gets really weirded out when I see human teeth on animation. Animals, like,
or anything,
Yeah, for anything. But, like, for instance, Kubo of the Two Strings, which was an amazing animation. It was, I think, stop animation, almost like clay animation. A beautiful, beautiful movie. They all had real teeth, though, and it was really hard to watch just for that reason.
Like,
I hate it. No, stop it. They're always too white, and I just no. Just make them have no teeth at that point, because I can't stand it. It's so weird to look at. But yeah, no, I do feel bad, though. My heart goes out to, not necessarily the animators, because the rigging's probably going to stay the same, but just those poor 3D modelers and designers having to do more crunch time work, who probably saw this coming and had higher ups tell them that, no, make them more human, we don't like this. And then we're like, when all this came out.
Yeah, it's slated for November 8th. So if they do push it back just for that redesign, that's fine. Just do whatever it takes to make it look good. However, Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik is
amazing.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I didn't even know. That was a shock to me. And I was like, how was this not the first, like, in the first page news of everything? Because yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I'm glad he's back to his comedic side. Like, I really thought it was an Ace Ventura 3 coming out.
I mean, he alone, I think, may be worth the movie, as long as the direction is decent. I mean, it is possible for the direction to still be so unattainable that he can't do the part well. So good directors matter, but I have faith in him.
Yes. And I'm reading here, it says Jim Carrey is also in charge of the screenplay too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens. We'll see. Maybe with the redesign, we'll see what happens.
So, because of the Sonic movie news, we have to go through some of our favorite and most cringy video game movies in the past years. Do you remember Jean-Claude Van Damme in a Street Fighter movie? Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So with Sonic the Hedgehog live-action movie trailer released this past week to so much cringe, the cringe had it to where the director will be redesigning Sonic. So we all know in years past that video game movies were kind of bad to not go buy their video game bases, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
So let's start with the very first video game movie that I ever saw. I want to say is Super Mario Brothers.
I saw that way later in life, and let me just tell you, I did not have enough alcohol for it.
Oh, jeez. Well, I was a kid, so I was pretty super excited seeing like, oh, it's about Super Mario Brothers. There's Mario. There's Luigi. That's a Koopa.
And there's Daisy.
And where's Princess Peach? And who's Daisy? And what is this Koopa thing? And that's Yoshi?
Yeah, that was a fun time. And poor, why can't I think? He's a Dennis Hopper was, yes. Yeah.
No, was it Dennis Hopper?
Oh, gosh, was it? Oh, I have to look this up because I think it was a pretty famous older actor. I'm going to.
He was also on, what's it called? Roger Rabbit.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Bob
yeah,
Hoskins.
He was, and so yeah, Dennis Hopper was.
He was the bad guy.
Yes. Why can't
King
we see
King Koopa?
King Koopa. Yeah, he was Bowser. He was Bowser, wasn't? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, King yeah. Koopa.
King, same thing. Whatever. But yeah, no. Apparently, his children were actually super pissed that he did this part. Kind of never lived it down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was not a good time for anybody involved with that particular movie. But yeah, that was an experience, I would say.
But it was a good movie, at least my little five-year-old self said.
Yeah, that's fair. It's kind of dark for a five-year-old, I felt, though. Don't they talk about, like...
But you don't remember these things. You just remember, oh my gosh, it's Mario and Luigi. Look, this is a Koopa, you know.
Even though the Koopa's terrible. Terrifying, but yeah, I suppose that is fair.
Yeah. The next movies I saw was Mortal Kombat 1 and 2.
I did not get the chance to see those,
no!
But I have seen clips.
Everyone bags on Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and I actually like Annihilation, and everyone says the first one is the best one. I'm like, no, there's Jade in Annihilation. I like Jade. I like the soundtrack to this, too.
I mean, I was shown clips of both of those movies. I don't know why. Joe likes to do this to me sometimes. And I know he very much prefers number one over number two. I just remember the line of the little guy. Oh, not Ryu. What's the main, the like, good side, like, higher up?
Liu Kang? Raiden?
Raiden. I was like, it means lightning, and I can't think of the word. It starts with an R. Just the part, I don't know, it was a meme where he just laughs and goes, sorry.
Oh, gosh. <Walks away. laughs>
Iconic cinematography.
Oh, gosh. And then Street Fighter, Skuro in the chat, just like Street Fighter, with... Jean-Claude Van Damme. I forgot what he played, though. I just remember seeing him because my mom loved Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I'm like, do you have any idea who he is playing? He's like, no, he's just cute. Okay, Mom.
That's funny. How to get your parents to join you in watching these terrible movies.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes, he did play Guile.
What? He did play Guile. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's also, of course, the Resident Evil series.
I know I saw one of them, but I don't remember which one it was. I just remember it was a lot of female characters, and that's actually most thing I remember. I was like, oh, that's surprising.
With Resident Evil, you just know Milo Jovovich.
There you go.
Well, one thing about these movies is that they kind of spin off their own story, kind of. Like with Super Mario Brothers, did not follow. Oh, you're a princess in another castle. Street Fighter. I don't even remember the story. Just like,
was there a story?
Just like Trash Panda in the chat says, don't need to know his character when you're watching for that bod.
That bod. Those abs. Gotta love those abs.
Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 did have a good story that you can follow. It just got cheesier in Annihilation. Resident Evil did bring in their own story as well.
Yes.
They did try to follow the Resident Evil story in the game, but they just kind of added an extra character, you want to say?
Yeah.
The other movie that I liked was, people are going to bag on me at this, Prince of Persia.
Oh, I don't think I saw this one, but I didn't hear very good things about
Wait, Jake Gyllenhaal. I think it just had like a Disney spin to it. So that's why I'm I kind of like it.
I do remember people wondering, like, if it, like, it made them think too much of Aladdin, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's why I probably like that. I mean, they made it soft and for me.
Soft and easier to handle. Likewise, Assassin's Creed, my friends got to see, they saw this movie without me, which I still feel a little salty about, but I'll give it a pass because they didn't like it very much. I know that the cool thing about the Assassin's Creed movie was they were going to have that, the main character do that actual like eagle fall, like
that eagle fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like a huge drop. But apparently that was the most impressive thing in the movie, because I guess the rest of it was not very good.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, no.
Like, really? Is that up? All right.
Are they going to make a second one?
I haven't heard about a second one. I would have to hear from someone, because I haven't heard about it. It did not do well, because there was a lot of hype about it because of the whole do your own stunts thing, but then it just fell completely flat. Fell flat. Did not do that eagle dive well, I guess you could say. So, I don't know.
Nika Darkflex, or Deathflex, says in the chat, I actually really like Silent Hill.
I didn't see that one.
Like I said, I'm not a horror movie fan.
Yeah.
I had to watch it on my phone because I'm scared of horror movies. So I watched it on my phone with the lights on, a volume low, and it did pretty well from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know about the horror aspect because I'm not even...
Was it actually scary for you? I mean, that's one thing.
I know, right? I see here you put in this list Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
Yeah, did you not see that one?
I did see it.
Okay.
But would you consider that like a live action?
It wasn't live action, I guess. That's fair. I mean, I was just thinking of video game movies, to be fair. And I just remember, like, I did not really know the story of Final Fantasy VII when I saw it. I just remember my brother getting very angry. And I was just like, oh, they're doing a lot of jumps.
Robbie got mad.
He got real mad about it. He did not like it very much.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I just remembered very big jumps. And this was like when I was a kid, I kind of saw this movie with very little context. So, you know. Did you ever end up seeing Rampage?
I did. I actually just watched it this morning because it's The Rock and I love The Rock.
Yes.
So the thing about this game, it's just one of those arcade games that didn't really have a story. It's just big, huge monsters hitting on buildings. They sort of captured that, but they added a story. Just like, I think that's what's wrong with video game movies, that there's not like a huge storyline behind it. So Hollywood has to like twist and turn it around to make it good for the movies, right? So Rampage was one of that one. And I really love The Rock. I'm sorry. He brought humor into this movie. He brought like some sexiness in this movie.
I loved it, actually.
Yeah.
Joe and I kind of had this running gag. We've kind of stopped it, but like our first date was watching Jumanji 2, where The Rock was in it.
Oh, how
so ever
cute.
Since then, so ever since then, we kind of jokingly, we haven't really kept up with it, but we kind of, we were kind of like watching any movie that came out with The Rock in it just because it was kind of funny. And so we saw Rampage in theaters and we didn't know what to expect. We thought it was going to be super dumb. It was just some like Saturday afternoon date or whatever. And we were laughing so hard. It's like, this is actually really fun it has no reason to be this funny.
Or this fun. So if you haven't seen Rampage, really just go check it out because it's just one of those modern things.
It's actually like, now I'm just remembering the ending with the gorilla and I'm still laughing. It's actually really funny. And The Rock treats it just about as seriously as he needs to. it's just the amount.
Oh, well, just The Rock. Okay, so he did do Rampage. It went well. That first movie he did was Doom.
Oh, that's
it totally pushed it out of my mind until I remembered, he was in Doom as well. And that was just horrible.
It's okay. He makes fun of himself for being in that movie.
I know. Which I'm glad. Like, he understands that, hey, video game movies need to be better.
Yeah. Well, I just, even he was just like, yeah, it wasn't great. I got a paycheck out of it. I mean, I don't really blame him.
Yeah. So if you had, you know, if you had the budget, if you were to choose the director, the actors, whoever, what video game would you want as a live action movie?
Oh, that's so hard. I'm trying to think. Do you have one? Because I got to actually think of for a sec for this one. Because most of the games I'm thinking of, I'm like, I don't think I actually want a live-action movie of that game. Like, as I'm thinking it through. Like, for instance, you know, we both share a huge love for Zero Escape, but that would not make a good movie.
It would... If they were able to pull that off, I would totally love it.
I mean, watch it. To be honest, that's like
it's
that's
hard. There's too many
that would do better as like a TV show. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. Yeah,
yeah. So that's the hard thing. Trying to think. What's a game?
Lloyd in the chat says Dark Souls with Kevin Smith. Oh boy. New God of War says Dark Flex in the chat. That'd be interesting with the God of War.
Oh, that would be interesting, yeah. I mean, Last of Us, practically, it was a very good game, but practically played like a movie, so I could see that. As weird as it sounds, I don't know if anyone could really pull it off, but I wouldn't mind seeing some kind of spin-off series related to, like, the Elder Scrolls series, such as Skyrim, but just, like, because that's very much more open world, so they kind of would have to, like, really make their own story. But I think there's a lot to play with the world lore with the right person. I don't know who I would ask to do such a feat, though.
Well, there are upcoming movies. Of course, we have Tomb Raider, so Tomb Raider 2 is coming out. We did talk about that. Minecraft movie is coming out. There was that rumored Uncharted movie. I am still waiting on that. Like, we haven't heard anything yet on that.
I don't know. Why can't I think of his name? The famous actor from Firefly. Why can't I think of his name?
Nathan Fillion.
Thank you. Nathan Fillion. He did like a test basically of that, of that movie. It wasn't like any announcement. He just, you know, he's got money and he got people together to kind of put it together because he is Drake.
I know, right?
So, yeah. I don't know if there was any other news besides that test had happened.
The last news I heard a few years back, I don't know if it's still true, because Avengers was going on, was Tom Holland was going to play as Nathan Drake.
Really?
I know.
Kind of young.
I know. So that's why I'm kind of wondering if they're like waiting to him get older or whatnot. I don't know. Mm. They also have the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. The funny story about that is the creator of Five Nights at Freddy's, Scott Cawthorn, has like, it's basically scrapped the script like 3 times.
Yeah, that's a tough one to make. So
it's super tough. I mean, I'm probably not going to watch it. I might try to read up about it. I support the Five Nights at Freddy's series because I support Scott Cawthorn because I think he's a cool person. And if you hear like his story of how it came about, like the Five Nights at Freddy's success really changed his life for the better, and for his family. And so I'm very like happy for him for that, even if I don't necessarily play the games. But we'll see how the move. We'll see what the movie is.
Key in the chat says Metal Gear Hugh Jackman as Snake. Well, I know that Metal Gear Solid, there's supposed to be a Metal Gear Solid movie with the director as Jordan Roberts, and like he wants to do it right, so he's been working close with Kojima on this. I think they've put out like some concept art which looks really, really good. It looks like an app from the actual game. Just no word on it yet. There's just been like little clips here and there, but I know Kojima has been working on Death Stranding, so that's probably why. I don't know.
I can't imagine Kojima being satisfied with any movie script, to be honest with you.
But he's a huge movie junkie, so...
Yeah.
We have Monster Hunter movie with Mila Jovovich also in that movie, coming out September in 2020. And then you have Detective Pikachu coming out next week.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this movie. I have no idea. I haven't even gotten tickets yet, though, but I'm so excited.
Same. I'm making my husband take me.
Yes. Oh, know eventually. We just haven't. I mean, Endgame kind of was like, we got to make sure we get tickets for that. So this kind of got to the back burner, but we'll see it. I am so excited for this movie. I don't care if it bombs. I know I'm still. It's to me like this movie, I think, and this is kind of a tall order, but I grew up watching way too much of Space Jam, and I'm hoping that this movie is like my older, like going on young, mid. Gosh, how old am I? Mid late 20s, like Space Jam. That's my hope is, or older. I don't know. Older, like my kid, self. It was Space Jam, and now it's gonna be Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. Anyway, I know we had this at a social media question before. What game would you have as a movie? But tell us, what is your favorite childhood video game movie is? Connect with us on social media at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Mortal Kombat 11 came out last week with great reviews, but a couple opinion pieces came out this past week on Vice and Kotaku about Sonya Blade's voice actor Ronda Rousey. So people have been saying that Ronda Rousey's voice sucked in this game, and that she, you know, why is she even in this game?
Yeah, and unfortunately, as some other opinion pieces have found, there. My love for Ronda Rousey is just simply because I just think she's cool, because I don't even follow much with wrestling. So, I mean, take that as you will. I think it is disappointing the things that have come out about her and some of the things that she has said, especially about some transphobic things that had come out that she had said, amongst other things. And that's like, and that's gross. That's. And I'm not denying that that's terrible. And I'm also not supporting her at all in those statements. I do feel a little gross, I have to admit, just a little, about the fact that this is only now coming out, even though we knew that this was going to be a thing.
Right, like, exactly.
It's not like, it's one of those things I'm just like, okay, I am a little concerned about the fact that we're now putting it out there when this is the kind of stuff that, like, there's a reason that people put up a fight about it when it's kind of first announced to kind of pressure them to find somebody else. So I have to be honest, something kind of rubs me the wrong way that this is now when this is kind of coming out. Like I said,
it's
I don't
clickbait.
Agree.
That's all.
It just rubs me the wrong way that I think one of the things that I think is really, really important, especially when you're talking about any issues of any issues where a woman has, especially a cis woman, has done something that is, you know, egregious in such a way. And right. I think what happens is, unfortunately, it turns into a sexist thing and not a terrible person kind of thing, if that makes sense. And so a lot of people saying like, oh my gosh, you know, she's talentless. She shouldn't have been in this. And it's one thing to say she shouldn't have been in this because she has said these things in the past and that's not good. It's another thing. I just feel really uncomfortable when I'm seeing something like this for her, when I'm sure this has happened to a man and these kinds of consequences aren't coming out, if that makes any sense.
It totally makes sense to me. Like, we can't think of anything, but like, just say Charles Barkley had his own game, right? And it was like one of the most suckiest game ever. It's not like NBA Jam or anything, but I don't know, just Ronda Rousey, you have to dig up like the past to say, hey, she shouldn't be in here. Yes, the voice acting may suck. I have to admit, it may suck, but Mortal Kombat 11, how long has it been since, you know, Mortal Kombat 10 to 11? I think it was just a few years, right?
Yeah.
They needed that marketing, especially for you know, the updated graphics. They're bringing in the old and new Mortal Kombat in here. So they really marketed this game. So with Ronda Rousey having multiple Mortal Kombat ambassadors, this is what they needed to sell the game. I mean, I know even if you're not a Ronda Rousey fan, you're probably not going to buy this game just because of her. It's right out there because especially when she was in the WWE around the time WrestleMania main event, the women's match, it's going to be out there. You know, how many millions of viewers are going to watch WWE and see the advertisement of Mortal Kombat 11 because Ronda Rousey's in it?
Right. It's just, this is such a tricky situation.
It is.
It's so tricky because, again, I really want our listeners to understand that I do not condone the things that she has said at all. I just, I feel very gross about the fact that we are digging this up when I think the main issue people had was either they didn't like her voice, which, fair enough, if you didn't like that her acting abilities, okay. And again, I've been hearing too many things that go borderline into like a sexist region of like, yeah, why she shouldn't be here. And that's not okay. You know, yeah, it's just to kind of put it out there. If, you know, there's, of course you're going to find people who are, you know, other women, for instance, who are doing things that are not okay, you know, in any kind of sense of the word, but that doesn't mean you should call them out for being, you know, feminine, you know, no, a female slur, for instance. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of stuff I get worried about when this stuff comes out. But yeah, it's sad. But again, I also am like, why now are we really getting
just doing it now?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about how this isn't to do with gender. This has more to do with race, but I'm just remembering when Ghost in the Shell came out and Scarlett Johansson was, you know, was going to be cast, and there was so much pushback. Obviously, of course, you know, there was lots of pushback right in the beginning. They didn't change their minds, but there was. I feel like if there had been pushback, like when the movie came out, that would be so weird. And that's, I guess, why I'm just surprised. I never like feeling like I'm trying to get riled up to get angry for anger's sake. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's just pieces that are kind of coming out now, and people who probably at first didn't care are suddenly getting really riled up, if that makes sense. And I hate that. I hate that kind of stuff.
Just to me, it's just people are just too overly sensitive nowadays. Just, don't you get it? I think it's just because I'm in a marketing position too. It's just, use star power so you can sell this.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it would have been one thing too if a lot, like I said, I do not condone the things she said.
Right.
If those kinds of things she had said had been more related to like what she was going to be doing, I think that would definitely be one thing. This, I think, again, it's like, I don't know. I think a lot of people are taking the point. I think a lot of people were not happy with the voice acting, which, fair enough, and I think are now trying to find reasons to be like, she should have never been in it. And it's like, you're now pointing that out.
But it's there now. Come on now. It's the game sold copies, period. Yeah, come on
it
now.
Did.
Dark Flux in the chat at twitch.tv/checkpoint says they were trying to prep the audience for the new live action Mortal Kombat movie where she plays Sonya Blade.
Oh, geez. That's pretty funny. That would be great, though. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. But still, props to Ronda Rousey. I mean, like, she did a great job advertising it. She came out in Sonya Blade cosplay during WrestleMania, so.
Yeah. Exactly. I hate, like, not fake outrage, but I hate when, I know people just are trying to, and even, Dark Flux is kind of saying this, you know, the internet gives everyone a platform, so people try to make outrageous statements to get, you know, 5 minutes of internet fame. And I actually see it more as a bigger issue of just the fact that, like, we're in this kind of, I think it's important that certain things come out. You know, I am interested, you know, I am into the social justice movements and stuff like that, but I think it is true that when you're just trying to make me mad, just to make me mad, I get really annoyed by that. And that's what this feels like to me.
You hear that, Atlas?
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us what you think. Again, just shout us out on social media, checkpointxp at Twitter and Facebook, or Instagram checkpoint_XP. I think that will do it for today. Thank you so much for joining us at Not Your Player 2 podcast. Again, our regular live stream and recording is every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/checkpoint. Join us, just like Dark Flux and Trash Panda TV, and we can read out your comments here. You can find a Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Leave us a review so we can read more reviews on the show. We totally enjoy it. Checkpoint XP is where you can find more information, news, interviews, and our other shows, including our national syndicated flagship radio show, Checkpoint XP, as well as our other podcasts such as the Checkpoint Daily Show, Checkpoint On Demand Podcast, Winter Has Come, which is the Game of Thrones limited podcast, Low Team Damage, our Overwatch and Overwatch League podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us here at Not Your Player 2, and we're signing off.
Bye-bye.